This is the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, here is your host, Todd Willis.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Todd Willis. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, Todd. Hey, guys.
Coach Warren, we had a bye last week, but going back to the last ball game we played a couple Fridays ago against Charlton County down in the swamp in Folkston. Wow, Coach, what a slobber knocker of a game. Two heavyweights going at it, nobody flinching, and what a ball game that we had with that team.
It was. It was a great ball game. We just came up a little bit short, Todd. Yeah, I came out of that ball game with a four-point loss with our bunch, and but yet only a little handful of things to work on. So our mistakes were few, but they were painful when we made them.
Yeah, you know, you talk about when two teams of that caliber, the Bucs and Charlton County, going at it on the gridiron, that the team who makes the least amount of mistakes usually wins a ball game.
That's correct. We were actually fortunate, I felt like, to be in a position to win the game late because of how many mistakes that we had, or the price we paid for the mistakes we made.
That's right. Talk to us about the flow of that game. Take us through, you know, the quarter by quarter, the momentum shifts, all the big things that happened.
Well, with 9:03 still left on the clock in the first quarter, and for you guys that don't know, high school clock is 12 minutes. So at 2 minutes and 57 seconds into the game, the Buccaneers with Coach Bradley Warren were down 13-0. And I was like, my goodness, we're going to get beat 56-6 if we don't do something about this. So, you know, right there at the first, we fumbled the ball on the kickoff, got the ball on the 18, took a sack, took a penalty. Kai Jackson rolls out to his left, and guy surprised him, got on him a little faster than he thought, and caused a fumble. They get the ball on the 6-yard line, score three plays later. So we're down 7-0. Well, we get the ball back, get a first down or two. They get the ball, they're in our territory, and they throw a first down hitch route at about 10 yards at the sticks for the first down. And we've got two players there, but our corner ran in with an inside angle and knocked the safety off the receiver. And the kid just kind of strolls in the end zone. But we block the extra point, and so we're down 13-0 with 9:57 or 9:03, whatever it was, to go in the game.
In the first quarter.
In the first quarter, yeah. I'm sorry, in the first quarter, not the game. Well, I thought, if we're going to respond, it's going to be here. And we did. I was, like, super happy we responded. We went down, scored 13-7. What a great Buccaneer response to getting punched in the face, you know, down 13 points. Then we get two illegal procedure calls and a sack, and we have to punt out of our own end zone.
Wow.
We have a one-man rush with three people to block him, and we do not touch him. Not only does he block the punt, he looks around and picks it up for a touchdown. Looks like a squirrel in the road and hands it to the official for a touchdown. So we were just shell-shocked early. And so we're down 21-7, Todd. It's crazy. Then we come back and score and make it 21-14. I thought, okay, there's hope. Second half, going to go down 21-14. Well, Blake McMahon hits a big punt and pins them down on the one-yard line, which was huge.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
All right, so Blake pins him down on the one-yard line with an excellent punt, probably his best punt of the year. Then Lorenzo Reed gets a sack in the end, safety in the end zone, so we're just 21-16. Here come the Bucs. We get the ball. They have to kick off. We're across midfield, and Ernest rips one in the middle and goes in to score. We're up 23-21 at the half. And gave them 21 points.
Right.
So that was a big deal the first half to see that we had the effort, the character about us to battle back, not hang our heads. That was the biggest plus I took out of that. Made plenty of mistakes. Second half, they got on us. It was, you know, back and forth. We scored. We went up, I think, 20. Maybe they went up. Anyway, I don't remember exactly, but the score there was 20-something to 29 there at one point. Then they scored two more and made it 40 to 29. And we scored again, made it 40-36, got the ball back, and we were driving. And Demarion McNear, who had returned a kickoff in that second half for a touchdown to put us right back in it, he was one tackle away, Todd, on a trick play reverse from going in the end zone and winning the ball game. There was one kid he had to beat, and that kid held on enough to tackle him.
Yeah. Well, and to play that way, to not give up, not hang the head, that's a big deal.
It was. I was super excited about it. And, you know, when we – in the second half, the plays that we gave up, we pretty much shut the Charlton County run game down, which is philosophically what I want to do. I've had defenses in the past that have done you know, state-ranked defenses, and we shut the run down. I think they ended up with 78 total yards on rushing the ball. At 200-something passing, we gave up four deep balls, Todd, for touchdowns against four different DBs.
That's incredible.
Yep. So it was just, I don't know, we just could not make a play on the ball. And one of the touchdowns was aggravating to me. I knew it was coming. I called big Makai Jackson off the edge on a blitz. They don't touch him. His big frame's up in the air, however tall that is, at least probably 10 feet. Kid catches the ball, literally throws a rainbow arc, and they run under and catch it. And they had two plays like that that, you know, just were – Hail Mary, run under and get it balls, and we didn't contest it. So we have worked really hard to get better in the secondary. And I knew that was going to be an issue going in because we had All-State safety, Nehemiah West. You had MJ Quarterman, a Power 5 potential walk-on corner. You know, we had a lot of veterans in the secondary last year. But we have gotten better. We have gotten better. So I hope that we continue to get that way.
Yeah, of course. Talk more about the explosive plays for us. You mentioned Ernest the Truth McIntosh, Demarion McNear with an explosive play. Those played a big part in this game for us as well.
Yeah, you know, Ernest, if you don't get ready for Ernest, you're in trouble. So he still had a big ball game. Ernest had 178 yards with two touchdowns on 23 carries. You also had Demarion McNear. When we went down 40, I believe it was 40 to 29, I think that when they kicked off, when that went to Demarion, took it back and made it 40-36.
Yes.
And, you know, the other big play guy was, by far, was Keyshawn Tyson.
Coming up as tight end.
Yeah, he's a tight end. He caught a couple of big pass plays, one for a touchdown, one for a monster gain. And he also fell on a fumble. Ernest McIntosh fumbled one going in the end zone. He fell on a fumble for a touchdown. So KT had two TDs.
More to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory. Over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lou Saab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at LouSaabKiaOfBrunswick.com.
Touchdown Fridays are all about big plays, and at Marshland Credit Union, we're here to help you make yours. Cash for your first car or a loan for your forever home, we've got the game plan. proud to back our hometown teams because winning is better when we all do it together. Marshland Credit Union, local roots, big wins.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic and by Cunningham Jewelers. Coach Warren, we talked about the Charlton County game, but let's move forward now and look at this week's opponent. Tomorrow night, we've got ECI big ball game, huge region ramifications rolling in here to the ship, 7:30 kickoff.
Yeah, man, this ECI game always stresses me out every year. I think we're 3 wins, 3 losses. It's been kind of a making of a rivalry, really. You know, last year, at the end of regulation, it was 0-0. And they went up on us 6-0. We blocked an extra point and scored. And then we had to kick an extra point and hadn't kicked one all year. And we kicked one. Justin Rozier kicked one and went over the bar by about an inch. And we won 7-6.
I remember. Thrilling.
That was absolutely crazy. So they're rolling in here. They've got a lot of kids returning. They look really special on offense right now. They've got a line of scrimmage on the offensive line that's been together since 8th grade. I don't know the kids' names, and I apologize for that, but their number 2 running back is the workhorse of the bunch. He's going to get the ball 20-plus times. They have another player, number 1, who's just uber explosive. He's like finding Waldo. You've got to find is he at slot back, wing back, split end, some receiver. We've got an ID wherever he goes. And then I love their quarterback. Their quarterback is their kicker punter. He's a great wing T quarterback. He's what you would want in a wing T style offense. So I've been very impressed with the offense for years. And it's just always a fun challenge to see if we can stop them, you know, on defense. They're a power run team out of the wing team.
Right.
Is what they do. Then on defense, they've made some changes this year. They look a little different on defense. Schematically, they're similar, but they look a little different. You know, they have a 4-star cornerback. They got some really big kids on the D-line, number 90s, 300-plus pounds. Number 4, the Mac kid's a really good nose tackle. They've got a new freshman playing defensive end. He's played some strong and weak side. And then number 52 is a returning starter there. They're fairly new at linebacker. And they're pretty skilled in the secondary, and they've got the best kicking game in the region.
Yeah, they've as long as I've been keeping up with Bucks football and playing ECI and watching them as well, they've always had a strong kicking game.
They do. Their kicker's pretty good. He can one of the few kids in single A ball that can put the ball in the end zone. You know, when he kicks off.
So that's right.
We're going to put our heels at the 5 and see if he lets us return any. Hopefully, we can flub up one and get good field position out of it. But he also punts the ball well. I don't want to be a punt returner this week. We've struggled in that area. And I've seen him punt a ball a few times at 30 and a few times at 50.
Wow.
So he can boom one. So that field position, we need to do things well on offense to have a chance to win the field position battle.
Absolutely. Looking at their offense first that you've described and told us about, talk to us about the Bucks' defense and what is in store there in preparation for ECI.
Well, I think number 1, he's got to figure out how to block our speed.
You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
So, Todd, we're not huge. You know that we're not a big team. Pound for pound, we're strong and we run well. So we're a little undersized in some places, but very athletic. So he's got to contend with the speed that we have on the field. They had a hard time with that last year, and I think that we present some problems for them this year as well. So our run defense has been really strong. He's a run team, so that's a big challenge, I guess, to them. It would be to me to say, can we run the ball against the Bucks defense? And I expect they're going to test us more than maybe we want. Then if I were him, I would challenge our secondary a little bit after the Charlton County and really Islands. We gave up some passes against Islands. I would challenge our secondary to see if we've made adjustments, to see if the Bucs can make plays. Hopefully we can. We've certainly put the time in to work. We've got some kids in a better element to be successful, but we need some confidence. It would be great if we got an interception, a pick six, some batted down balls on third down. Anything like that would help our cause on defense.
Yeah, and I know the Bucs are always improving in practice, in film sessions, getting ready for these next opponents and always looking to be better.
Yeah, that would be where I would test the run game. Maybe he's probed to see where he wants to run the ball. When you run to Javonte Cummins, Lorenzo Reed, you better be good, because those kids play hard. They're really good on the defensive line, and our linebackers with Wade Buckley and Makai Jackson, they're no pushovers either.
Yeah, and you talk about Javonte Cummins, special young man, special athlete.
He is. He plays the strong side defensive tackle for us, and we do have a package where we can move him into nose guard if we need to. And he's good enough that I could move him into several other positions on the line like we did at Clinch a couple years ago. But, yeah, you've got to figure out how you want to deal with him. And the way we play the defense, it presents a problem. Do you want to double-team Javonte or double-team Lorenzo? You're not going to get to double-team both. So one of those guys is you better be good enough to solo block him.
Yeah, so it's the old adage, pick your poison.
It is. It's a pick your poison front, especially on your strong side. And, people will trade their tight end and their wing backs and their H backs to try to get away from it. But we'll be working the trade system today where we can match. We get the last say on offense, because offense has to be set 1 second before they snap the ball.
That's right.
So,
Melanie to Mr. Willis.
If we can pay attention, we should be in good shape.
Yes. Talk to us a little bit, Coach, about the what we're going to be looking at on offense when we have the ball.
Well, we're running a pro-style offense this year, which is a back-to-the-downhill run game that I like so well. Coach Jason Boatman is calling. Are you referring to our offense?
Yes, our offense.
Yes. So we got to establish the run first. And if we can do that and you start bringing extra hats to play the run in our play-action game, we haven't hit it all this year, but when we have hit it, it's been big points.
Yeah. And more than likely, not to give away the game plan, but we always anticipate a heavy dose of the truth, Ernest McIntosh.
Yeah, he's definitely who you're going to prepare for. But here's some good news. Damarian McNear was only cleared for defense against the first 2 weeks to see how he performed from his recovery from his last season injury. And now he is also cleared for offense. So you're going to see number two carrying the ball a little bit as well.
Awesome. We will be right back to Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics. And just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment is brought to you by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick and by Marshland Credit Union. Coach Warren, we mentioned briefly in our last section about the work being put in by the Bucks at practice in the film sessions, just getting better and growing all the time. And nothing more important in that area than the feeder teams as well. You know, as we look at the Bucks football program in totality, tell us how those feeder teams are going and the varsity as well.
All right, well, I'll start with the middle school. They played in their jamboree here in late August and held their own. Jane Macon beat them 3-1. Then they tied the other three opponents. So our two or three opponents, however many it was. So they did well. Coach Owens is the head coach over there. He's helped by Jonathan Gerald and Andrew Brown. And then, you know, we send a couple coaches over there on game day to help out too, just to make sure his show runs smooth. But their numbers are up. They're young, so they're a little bit small. But they're I love the fact that their numbers are up and they're playing hard. So it's going to be a good crop coming up soon. And then our junior varsity is a unique situation here. It's coached by Rob Carlisle and Lance Rosenbaum and Marquise Jones and Logan Bell. And we've got a weird situation tied with our kids. We have a boat ton of linemen at MCA this year, especially in the younger grades, and not a lot of skill guys. So as a result, we've been having to play kind of an elongated half for JV, and it's just simply because we do not have enough skill positions to play a full JV game, because you only can play 6 quarters in Georgia. And if
right.
those kids play much, they don't get to, you know, get the full amount of quarters. And then you can say, well, so-and-so and so-and-so, they haven't gotten to play. But we've got some position tied with only one player in the position. So there's no sub. So if your kid has to come off the field in 4 quarters, which is likely, we don't even have a sub at 3 positions.
So there's no depth there at all?
No, and it's weird because the depth is actually in the senior class. In other words, we've got seniors playing behind seniors on the varsity level.
Okay.
And it's crazy, like, especially in the secondary. We've got – I could put quite a few seniors on the field. And so, you know, you don't want to go play a senior in JV. That's kind of not good, being a good sport.
Right.
You know, to do that. So we've really struggled in that category. I'm hoping today that we'll have a little better answer for that as we head into Glen Academy next week in the JV. Our kids are going to get to play, I think, in the JV in the Glen County Stadium, which will be nice.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, it will. So, varsity ball, state of our program. I've felt like this since June. I feel like we are really talented and very inexperienced. And it shows up. The talent shows up. The effort shows up. That's the main thing I've been super proud of the kids for, is the effort, because, you know, you can't coach that. Effort's been really good, but we have been giving up some goofy stuff, Todd, on with our inexperience, and hopefully we can continue to eliminate that and get it smaller.
That's right. I mean, and the inexperience continues to be whittled away the more games these kids play.
Yeah, and I think it has been. We're not repeating some of the same mistakes we made earlier in the year, this off week and this week at practice, that hadn't made those same mistakes.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
All right. So where are we? Where are we strong? I feel really good about it. I think our defensive line on defense is the cream of the crop. I think we're in the top echelon on overall defensive line. I think our linebacker play at 2 positions is really solid. The third position, there's a couple guys still competing for a position. It's really just playing who's had the hot hand, who's had the better week of practice, who understands the, you know, what schemes we're running this week. So our front's tough. Our front is tough. Our secondary, we feel like of the 4 players we have there, that we've got an answer for 2. And so we feel like we can do some things on one side of the half the ball anyway. And the other 2 are in the same boat. We've got kids moving in and out that can have different skill sets, knowledge sets, and we have pulled 1 defensive back off the field and gone with another linebacker just to eliminate some pressure from those positions.
Yeah. And offense?
Offensively, we've improved a lot, and I think we've got a lot of improvement we can make. you know, right now we're in the top three scoring offenses in the state in our classification.
Okay.
I think we're averaging maybe 39 a game, something like that. So I've been really pleased with the downhill run, the play action. Our offensive line has drastically improved from last year, but, man, we still got a long way to go, which is encouraging. And then, you know, the leadership on the team with the big play potential from Jalen Drake, Keyshawn Tyson, Ernest McIntosh, Demarion McNear, Makai Jackson kind of keeps the defenses honest. You know, coaches were talking about Charlton County blitzing us a lot, and they caught us with some things. But guess what? We did, too. We ran right by some of those blitzes and scored.
Ernest, that's right.
Ernest, when we went up 23-21, he just said, okay, blitz. And when he cleared the line of scrimmage, there was nobody there. So we're going to get those things as well. We're explosive on offense. As the line matures, I would think our offense is going to be hard to handle.
Absolutely. Tell us about the Bucks special teams. There's some excitement, although a sophomore, about the new kicker, Riley Mitchell.
Yeah, Riley, you know, I'm brutally honest. Riley struggled with not the kicking part this offseason. Riley likes to kick. He likes to be a part. He's a good kid. But he struggled with the conditioning part. Got him out of his comfort zone a little bit, so to speak. And he didn't have a great summer, but he came back and has really come on strong right now and is doing a good job kicking. The more he works, the better he's going to get. And he's got a chance as he matures in the weight room and works on his craft to be a legit kicker for the Bucks.
Yeah, he's got a strong leg and has started to convert more of those PATs.
Yeah, he has, and you know, I'll be glad when he's an automatic there with the PATs. And he's kicking field goals right now, Todd. I feel good about our chances of making a field goal inside the 15.
Okay.
Yesterday he attempted three or four 34-yard field goals and came up about a foot short every time.
Nice.
So we know about where he is. He's got a shot at a 33-yard field goal.
Oh, which would be fantastic.
Yeah.
And in the brief amount of time we have left, what about – who's kicking off for the Bucks, and who's punting the ball?
Keyshawn Tyson is kicking off. He's a little inconsistent right now, but he has also got a good foot. And Blake McMahon and Jonathan Wilson are punting the ball pretty solid for the Bucks right now.
So it sounds like, as usual, the Bucks are working hard. They've put in the time, the effort, the sweat equity, if you will. And it's time to play some football tomorrow night, Coach Warren. ECI is coming to the house, and I can't wait. Should be a great ball game. Folks, 7:30 tomorrow night at the Ship. Be there to see something potentially very special.
That's true. We're in a big game. I'm still nervous.
Thanks for joining us for the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis, signing off.
Go Bucks.
We are one Buck. Have a great, great day, Buck Nation.